10:04 is the time, and time for us to welcome back to the studio our good friend, Odette Butcher.
Hello, hello.
All pinked up.
Yeah, salmon.
Salmon, is that what it is?
Salmon, yes.
Salmon, not pink. Is there a difference?
Very.
Oh, I didn't know that. I mean, are these things that I should know?
Pink is for Barbies. Salmon is for me.
Well, I was thinking Barbie when you walked through the door, but I mean,
and then I got undressed because it's so hot
you
in here.
You did actually. You took. You came in here and you started taking your top off. I was like, I know. Nervous.
Seriously,
like, this is something a father doesn't want to see. You know what I mean?
Seriously, it's the menopause. Is I'm sure of it.
Is it the menopause or COVID 12? Or COVID 12?
Yeah, probably COVID.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Odette is coming to speak to us, as she does every second week, about digital transformation on air. And today's topic is your personal and business brand made easy. Is it that easy, Odette?
Well, actually, after 17 years, when I found this checklist, I was like, it really is that simple.
Is that a 17-year-old checklist?
I just thought to myself, it was that saying really resonated with me. Mm. I wish I knew then what I know now. How often do we hear that?
Often.
Like all the time. Parenting, yes. Business, all the time. And I had this thought when I found this checklist that I really, you know, especially us business owners, we're all very self-taught, you know, and we're expected to know everything.
Pretty much like parents.
Yes. Mm. And actually, we're just winging it every day.
Mm.
Aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Pretty much. So yeah. Unless you have a marketing degree, you would have no idea how important branding actually is. Mm. Mm. So here are just some things to think about in terms of your branding. And I would also include personal kind of professional branding along with the business that you have as well, because the two, depending on how busy and how much exposure your business gets online, you have to start linking them hand in hand so that you have the same message coming across, just personal or business. the first one would be to define your brand. What are the values and beliefs of your brand? That would depend on whatever service or products that you are offering. Mm. And I think that there's also some general ones about, you know, good customer service, being transparent and upfront, et cetera, et cetera. So that's all about morals, values, transparency, integrity, the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then identifying your strengths. Why should people invest in your products or services instead of your competitors? And there's another term that we could use referred to as unique selling points.
Yes.
And those unique selling points could be something like the total reviews you have. If there's maybe an accreditation that you have that you want to put on your homepage, perhaps do you do business more with blue chip companies, and then you can throw their names around a little bit. But it's anything that would make you look awesome and amazing and set you apart from your competitors. And with those unique selling points or these strengths that we're talking about, you would add them to the homepage of your website. You might bring them into your social media posting. You would brag about them, but in a professional and a diplomatic way. But they're really important to know why. It could just be like, I've even noticed on Google My Business that they even have a field there. And I don't really know how it comes up, because even though my field is complete, as in when did the business start, it doesn't seem to display for all businesses. But something like established since 2005, it really makes you look ahead of the rest because you've been in business for the longest. The third point is to know your target audience. We have discussed that ad nauseum, but it is an important part of branding. What if you're selling a product and or service that's more for teenagers, but your logo and your branding is more for 45-year-old that you are as the business owner? That is not going to work. So if you are selling products and services to a specific age group, maybe a specific culture or a specific place, then that all needs to be thought through in terms of your branding. Or maybe it's more women or more men or a combination. Like there's even, I thought it was quite interesting, the color, it's called Tiffany Blue. is our color for our logo.
Mm.
And a designer said, oh, that's a good color to choose because it's very unisex.
Oh, okay.
You know? So, I mean, even the color of your logo will lend to, you know, unisex or maybe, you know, pink for girls or blue for boys or black for corporate.
Mm.
Black is a very corporate color. So it's quite interesting when you dig at a deeper level, but it really all does matter depending on your target audience. Create your brand story. How do you tell people what you do and why you do it? And that links in with that saying that I do bring up sometimes, which is that people don't buy goods and services. They buy relations, stories, and magic.
Mm.
So before you sit down to put your branding together, who is your target audience? And it needs to click into that. What are your strengths? And also, how are you going to tell your story? Because that's actually how people are going to connect with you and your business before they even start buying the products or booking the services. Really important, the magic. How are you going to thread that through your business? Finding your voice. What tone do you use to connect with your audience? Are you going to speak to them in millennial lingo with acronyms and like shortened words and stuff that I know the younger generation does? Or are you going to be like really stuffy corporate?
Mm.
Or are you going to speak to people like maybe the Nando's way that they chat?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. So how are you going to speak to your audience? And again, it will matter who that audience is, how old they are, and where they are. And it needs to be consistent across all platforms. Design your look. How do you represent yourself visually? Does your aesthetic communicate your story and your values? And we've mentioned this before in terms of the color of your branding, what your logo is like, your audience. Think about how do you represent yourself visually. And that, you know, it also depends on the sort of product or service that you're selling. If you have sort of like a crazy look or a conservative look or a dynamic look or a minimalistic appeal, that will all depend on your audience. And be consistent. Is your branding consistent across all your platforms, including your professional, your own personal branding, which people are going to go and stalk you and find out more about you to see if your morals and values all coincide with what you're saying comes through your business. And I think consistency is really important because with experience, I'm coaching someone at the moment who needs some extra support. He's in a role that he's never been in before, feeling overwhelmed by it all.
Mm.
And he's dealing with an ads agency that's responsible for Google Ads. And then they have a social media agency.
Mm.
And what we've picked up is that the two of them are not on the same page. They're both kind of doing their own thing. There's no collaboration and there's no clear messaging is so important. What everybody's doing, if you have multiple people looking after all your different channels, you need to make sure that they understand the business and that everything that you're putting out there, finding your voice, it's clear. Because you're going to pick up very quickly when people are calling and when they're leaving comments on posts, if they have understood what is happening in terms of what you're putting out there.
Mm.
So I think it is important, like for us, you know, we updated the, a while back, we updated the Facebook banner, the web banner, and we updated the LinkedIn banner. And then because we don't really focus on Twitter, I was on Twitter for some reason doing a webinar and I was like, hang on a minute, this banner hasn't been updated. Mm. And I was like, oh, it looks really old and just frumpy. You know, if you're going to update things, make sure you do all of the updates.
Mm.
And also to say, sometimes it's good to have a nice just rebranding every now and then. Like Celestial Gifts has been around since 2005 and we are way over a makeover. So we did that during hard lockdown. And we also had some, a couple of sessions about that too, sort of shaking up our branding. And I think when we're doing that, we need to ensure that we build some longevity into whatever rebranding that we're doing, because you don't want to be doing this every 2 years. It gets quite expensive.
It can get very, very expensive if you're getting sort of designers in and things like that to work on it.
Yeah, and just local businesses. One thing that I did within the last 2 years, and I thought it was quite interesting to chat to the guy that does it, but he does those car wraps, and he really is far away, like Milnerton way. Mm. And he was just saying he doesn't understand people who focus on signage, which is important. Signage is very important. He said, but yet you're driving a vehicle around every day and you haven't wrapped your car. And he did a beautiful wrap just of my back screen. Mm. Really tasteful, really, really nice. I love it. I'm in love with it. That's how much I love it. But I just thought it was interesting when he's like, you've got a mobile advertising board that you're driving around in all the time. Why don't you wrap your vehicle instead of just focusing on your signage, which is equally important? Mm. Mm. But that's all part of branding. Or like, for example, you know, Zone Radio has caps and hoodies and tops and that sort of thing. Getting our brand onto t-shirts, getting staff into like really nice, just simple uniform things that are easy to replace and keep clean by putting your branding on there.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Have you seen my bucket?
Yeah, I know.
Am I going to wrap that? The only reason I'd wrap that is to stop it falling apart. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
This branding that we're talking about, have you got more points there?
No, okay. It was just nice, short, sweet, and okay. To the point.
Okay, this branding that we're talking about, there are different levels of branding.
Of course.
There? So within a company.
Yes.
That's a corporate branding. That is one level.
Yes.
And all of those things that you said need to apply to that level. But they don't necessarily have to apply to the level of a particular product within your range. Because that would be a different thing. So you may, for instance, be selling track shoes to the X generation, but you may also be selling very comfortable shoes to a 50-plus market.
Yes.
Those two things have to have their individual yes. identities as well for applying all those same principles.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's quite interesting coaching people, professionals within companies, and having the privilege to experience being in a corporate again, but supporting somebody, you know, the amount of time that they fixate literally on the logo, like where is the logo? Is it top right, bottom left? Where is the position of the logo? And yet, no one is signing off on what their Google Ads company is doing.
Yeah.
Just in terms of copy, ad copy, that needs to be signed off.
Yes.
It's so important for clear, consistent messaging.
Look, we've been speaking about them now for how long? A couple of months we've been doing this. And we've spoken.
You sound exhausted.
No,
should I quit?
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah, maybe a new wardrobe, but.
wear more clothes.
Yeah. Now you've thrown me completely. You said you've thrown me completely off where I was going to go with this. The thing about it is that social media, Google Ads, Google My Business, all of these things they should by now be conventional, traditional, mainstream. And yet somehow companies still view them as secondary and not that important. For them, more important is the logo in the right place and the right colors and, you know,
so
all that
old fashioned. It's like, seriously.
It should actually almost be the other way around. And let that activity on social media, that activity on other platforms, online platforms, point you in the direction of what your corporate image should look like.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
No, for sure. It just astounds me how you do have these traditional marketing and sales professionals in these roles. They've done their degrees 25 years ago. And things have changed and you're like going, why are we worrying about the logo when I'm reading your ads online? And I'm like going, this does not make any sense. And it's not lending well to your brand values. And yeah, this needs to be fixed and signed off. And it needs to have the same sort of importance as your signage.
Absolutely. And run it by the right people. So There's no point in adults trying to make sense of what's going to impress a child as a toy. You need to put that toy in a room with a whole lot of children and see how they respond to it.
Yes.
And few companies do that. As you say, we've got these people who, because of time, have ended up in positions of authority.
Yes.
And their mindset is not necessarily what the market's mindset is.
Has become.
And then they missed the boat. And it takes a while and takes a whole lot of money to kind of get that back where it should be. Nike is a brand that's done that very well because they've identified who the audience is. But all of these other sort of shoe companies that are coming along, the Kanye West and all of that, these guys are talking a completely different language and on completely different platforms.
I find, here we can bring it up again, UX.
Mm.
The user experience comes up in every single blog I read. Everywhere that I read, the importance of the end user, the consumer. And I think there's still those companies that are almost like autocratic, and they're not draconian, but they're just like autocratic. And they just like, it's almost like they focus on themselves. And it's like, it's not about you.
Mm.
It's actually about your consumers.
Mm.
Everything is about them. From beginning to end of the whole process of interacting with your business and your products and everything, the brand needs to lend to that. It's not about what I like in the logo or the colors that I like or the packaging that I like.
Mm.
It's not about me.
Which all too often is the case. It used to work in the old days, but it does not now. Because in the old days, we used to work in a market. And I can say the old days because I was there when this was happening. In the old days, we used to work in a market that dictated to the customer what they wanted.
Yes.
They used to tell the customer, you need this.
Yes.
Okay, and you can't live without it. Now we're in a situation where the customer is saying, this is what I want, okay?
Bring it to me.
And I'll find the person who's prepared to bring it to me, and I'll deal with that person.
Yes.
And that's change. That's a subtle change in how we approach things. And I'm not talking about completely new products that you still need to create sometimes a demand for. But you still need to be talking about how that person interacts and engages with your business. And if they are understanding what it is, if they're saying something to you that you can't understand, you bug it.
Yes.
So you've got to keep yourself abreast of the language, the imagery, the needs, all that kind of stuff.
And it's really quite simple. Is just think about your customers.
Mm.
Firstly, you have to know who they are.
Mm.
That's really important.
Mm.
And I think that some of us don't actually know who our customers are. And when you do, just focus on them and just find out what makes them tick, what makes their heads turn, and what makes them walk through your door or hit your website.
But how do they do that? How does a small business sitting listening to you saying, that's making a lot of sense here? How do they go about that?
Do you know what I think us as business owners, we don't have any time to work on our businesses because most of us are the business. And again, as difficult as it was to sit on my hands, I was forced to do that during hard lockdown. I had the time to just pull my entire business apart. And that is when I found out who my customers really are, because I just profiled all of them in my head, in every transaction that we had, in everything that they bought. Then I drilled down to their emotions, like what was their emotion when they bought this experience package, and why were they doing it, and what did they want the outcome to be? A birthday gift outcome is different to a proposal gift outcome or a wedding gift outcome. And I believe that us as business owners, as hard as it is, we need to schedule time in our work day or on the weekend. Unfortunately, you need to make quiet time, not even to sit at your desk, go walking in nature, do your surfing, do your hiking, do your sailing, whatever you do, and really think deeply about your customers and climb into their brains. That's what I did.
Mm.
I don't actually do much creative when I'm at my desk. It will always be when I'm away from my desk.
What about surveys?
You could do surveys. I, for one, will never complete a survey.
Mm.
So what are you going to do to get customers to complete a survey? Mm. I think if you have some nice customers that you really like and you have good rapport with them, talk to them. I try and talk to our customers as often as I can. Obviously, WhatsApp is a big tool that we use, and you become friends. Ask them questions. Where did you hear about us? You know, can you send us some pictures? Or, you know, are you likely to recommend us again? Speak to them. Is there something maybe you would like us to offer that we don't have? But I think those online surveys, they do work if you incentivize people, like a huge competition.
Yeah.
But then at the back of my head, I'm like, why would I bother? No one's going to win anyway. That's the first thing I think about.
Yeah, look, I think when you do that and you put it out there, I think if you, one of your core values is integrity, you're going to have to publicize that and all and all that kind of stuff. But I've generally felt that the only time you're going to get somebody to fill in a survey, unless they're really passionate, and there are going to be a few people that are going to do it. But I think generally you need to incentivize people. And and then again, you're never sure whether they're going to tell you what you really want to know or what they think you want to know. So surveys are a very, very difficult one. You have to have sort of double blind questions in there to sort out the reality from. And that takes a lot of work and a lot of skill and a lot of expertise.
Don't you think so, Richard, as well, like when you are a business owner and hopefully you still have some passion left for what you do, because there's quite a lot that goes wrong that you have to deal with on a daily basis, but I know it sounds crazy, especially when we are in an environment where they always want measurables, and we've talked about analytics before. We want stats. We want stats. But I navigate through so much that I do in business through intuition. And I know that sounds crazy, but I do. I'm really passionate about what I sell. That was dampened during COVID. I'm feeling a little bit more of a fire for it now. But generally speaking, I navigated my intuition as my beacon. So maybe if business owners can also just tap into that a bit, that you can get more of a feeling for who your customers are and and try and make some enhancements and optimizations just knowing that.
I couldn't agree with you more. You've got those points abbreviated there. Just run through them top to bottom quickly again as we wrap up.
Define your brand. Identify your strengths. Know your target audience. Create your brand story. Find your voice. Design your look. And most importantly, be consistent across the board.
There we go. Those are the cornerstones of your personal and business branding made easy. It's as easy as those steps there. Now, those steps are easy, but sometimes one of them will be a piece of cake. The other one will take a little bit longer, but you need to persevere and get yourself through that list as best you can in order to arrive at that point that you understand who you are.
And it's important.
Very important. All right. Now, if any of this made any sense to you, or if any of this sounds like something you want to do, but maybe you feel a little intimidated by actually having to do it, well, then get hold of Odette. You can get hold of her on her WhatsApp number, which is 084-811-9163. I'll say that again, 084-811-9163. Get hold of her, have a chat to her, see if there's a way that you can tap into her expertise and get her to help you point things in the right direction, because it certainly is going to be money well invested in your business. On that note, thank you very much for sorting out the Google My Business thing. I did type in Zone Radio this afternoon, and hello, there it was.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Why are you so surprised?
Nice.
Eh?
You see, we needed a bit of magic, and then we're going to add some other things to complete the Google My Business, like some videos and posts. And like we were saying, you can also add your Zone Radio products on there. They have a little online shop feature, and just keep it up to date.
It's
and
very cool indeed. I mean, we can even see the building. We can see...
and we can get people to leave reviews. So if you love Zone Radio, like we do, pop online and go and leave them a Google review.
Well, you see, it's only been live for a day or two, eh? Really, not that long that this thing's been
It's up. Always been there, but it's verified now.
Oh,
so
it's
now
verified. Okay.
You can actually make comments if people leave you reviews. You can actually go and comment and interact and engage a lot more with your followers. And it's also opened up that little inbox so people can message you through Google My Business. It basically gives you more features because you have verified that the business really is yours.
Yeah. Really, somebody has said Zone Radio, absolutely fabulous radio station, variety.
Yes.
Right now. Somebody did it on the Google thing. So, all right. So, I thank you for that. Thank you for that. And we're
going
to build on
it. And we'll keep going, yeah.
We're going to build on it, and we're going to make it a whole lot better. Odette, as always, thank you for giving of your time.
Thank you, Richard.
And coming to chat to us. Folks, please, have a chat to her.
Thanks to all.
Have a chat to her. I was speaking to somebody this week, and they were talking about their business and getting it out there and making sure that you know, people knew exactly what they're doing, because they do what a lot of other people do, but they do it differently, and they want to get that message across. And my first response to them, well, if it's social media and it's online, have a chat to Odette. And they said they'd already spoken to you. So.
Oh, wow, okay.
All right. Odette, thank you very much. Be a good girl. We'll catch you again in 2 weeks' time.
Thanks, Richard.
And again, thank you for sorting out the Google My Business thing.
Pleasure.
It's like I've got like this nice feeling in my bum now.
It's sorted out.
There it is.
There we go.
Because I tried and I was no good at it. But again, that's an example of understanding what's got to be done, but not actually just getting it right. And all we did was
procrastinate because we're terrified to actually just get in there and get things going.
Well, yeah, after the conversation we had last time, I went ahead and I did this, okay? And I put all the information and stuff in there. And it just, nothing was happening. And it was only once you got involved that the thing clicked in and started to work. And that's what I'm trying to say to you folks. You can do it yourself, sure. It's sometimes a lot easier to let somebody else do it for you.
Yes.
And pay them a couple of bucks to do that. It, you know, it's going to say, I spent like 4, 5, 6 hours on this thing and got nowhere. In terms of time, that's money.
Exactly.
But you would have done this thing in like 2 hours and it would have been, you know.
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Oh, wow. 20 minutes. Hey?
No problem. Thanks for having me, Richard.
We'll catch you again in 2 weeks' time. My name is Odette Butcher. Get hold of her.
Take care.
WhatsApp number 0848119163. Be good girl.
Bye.